首先代表本会非常欢迎各位亲戚朋友弟兄姐妹来参加今天下午的布道聚会。
First, on behalf of our True Jewish Church, I would like to really thank all of you who come here to attend this evangelistic service this afternoon.
今天下午的题目是人生最大的问题。
And this afternoon, the topic is the greatest problem of life.
有人说21世纪是一个充满解决不了问题的世纪。
Some people said that the 21st century is a century where there are lots of problems that cannot be solved.
你说问题在哪里呢？
Then maybe you will ask, where exactly is this problem?
只要花其实我先买一份报纸打开就知道各种各样的问题了。
Maybe if you just pick up a newspaper, then you will be able to find all kinds of different problems.
有国际的问题。
There are international problems.
国与国家之间的冲突越来越多。
And we see that in international front, there are lots of civil problems as well as nation against nation.
为了自己国家的利益，
For the sake of the advantage of this own nation,
可能有不同的战争，不同的冲突。
All different kinds of conflicts and wars.
再翻一页，再打开报纸的另外一个 section,
the page of newspaper, another section,
有好多政治的问题。
You'll find that there are a lot of political problems.
政党之间的恶斗。
And you can see that there are lots of conflicts between political sects.
Political parties, 越看越让人在摇头啊。
And the more you read, the more you will shake your head.
看起来好像没有一个政治的人物真的是清廉的。
And after when you read all this problem, you'll find that there's not one clean politician.
再翻另外一页。
Then you will turn the newspaper again to another page.
本地的新闻。
You will look at the local news.
治安的恶化。
You see that the problem society is getting worse.
小弟之前住在南非。
In the past, I lived in Africa.
那个地方啊，南非的治安非常的差。
In South Africa, as you know, is not a very safe place.
那么我们那在南非的时候啊，每家每户都有铁门。
And because it's not a very safe place, every house has gates.
都有强盗，有时候会进来抢劫。
And they have iron fence and gates to protect the house to prevent robbers from breaking in.
要搬回来加拿大。
Now that I moved back to Canada,
想说温哥华应该治安很好。
I thought to myself, maybe Vancouver will be much safer than South Africa.
结果前天打开报纸。
But a couple of days ago, when I turned the newspaper,
现在治安也不好了。
And I find that here is not any different.
有人花了几万块，就在家里啊装了很多铁窗、铁门，把自己关起来。
The security is getting worse, and we find that there are a lot of people enclose themselves with iron fence and gate.
现在不只有 break in, 现在是 home invasion, 是明刀明抢的来进到我们家里抢。
And so we don't.Only have breaking these days, we have home invasions.
哇，听起来好可怕。
So it's very scary to hear all these problems every day.
又翻开另外一版。
Now, if you turn the newspaper again and continue to read,
看到有环保的问题。
We'll hear about environmental problems.
哇，有什么全球的暖化。
And you hear about the global warming.
什么温室效应。
And the greenhouse effect.
什么什么现象，哇，都搞不清楚。
And there are so many environmental problems that you don't even know what exactly it is.
不想看了，但是还要把它看完，再打开一版。
So you may want to stop reading this newspaper, but if you turn one more time, turn the paper one more time.
又有家庭的问题。
They will hear more about a problem within families.
明星他们结婚离婚，好像在上餐馆吃饭一样。
And when you hear about the celebrity getting married and divorced, it's like walking in and out of the kitchen.
兄弟之间可以为了争产而闹上法庭。
And we hear about siblings fighting for inheritance to the point when they have to go to court.
儿女不再孝顺父母了。
And children alone no longer failure to their parents.
有些打父母，有些打老师。
Some will hit their parents, some will hit their teachers.
真的看不下去啊。
So you wouldn't want to read about the news.
又再翻一版。
But you would continue to read.
个人有心理的问题。
You find that just an individual, there are a lot of mental problems.
很多人想不通。
Some people just cannot figure out problems.
这个社会很多忧郁症。
There are too many people plagued by depression.
大家吃得很饱，但是心灵都有很多的问题。
People may be physically full, but their heart is very empty.
再翻一版。
And you would turn the newspaper.
又有健康的问题。
There was a problem that plagues human health these days.
看起来我们的医学好像很发达。
Seems like today our medical world is very advanced.
但是有什么艾滋病啊，癌症呢？
But there are lots of problems like AIDS and cancer that cannot find.
好像医药永远追不上疾病。
It seems like all this medical solution can never catch up with all these problems.
啊，在世上活着已经是辛苦了。
So, just living on this earth by itself is difficult.
但是还要面对死亡。
Let alone facing death.
所以人生打开报纸就把所有的问题都讲出来了。
So if you were to just turn newspapers, you can find all sorts of problems of life today.
所以下次要买报纸之前，要想想看，想不想看问题啊？想看问题就看报纸。
So before you even read newspaper, you ask yourself whether you want to face with all this problem. If you do, then maybe you'll just go on and read.
只有问题，没有答案。
There are all kinds of problems that we read about, but there are no solutions.
那么世界人的观念，他们以为
？So the world's perspective today.
有几方面
？There are several ways they face problems.
很多人以为，如果今天我收入增多了，我钱多一点的话，大概可以解决大部分的问题。
Some people think that if their incomes would increase, then perhaps it will solve some of the problems.
所以要更努力的工作。
So they work very hard for a living.
加更多的班。
And so they will have a lot of overtime.
但是是不是更多的钱财就可以解决上面我们所讲的那些问题呢？
But does it mean that the more money you make, the more you're able to solve all the life problems?
我们请打开旧约的传道书第五章。
Let us turn to the Old Testament, the book of Ecclesiastes.
传道书第五章第十节。
Chapter 5, verse 10.
传道书第五章第十到十一节。
Page 474, Ecclesiastes chapter 5,
verse 10 to 11.
Verse 10 to 11. Whoever loves money never has money enough. Whoever loves wealth is never satisfied with his income. This too is meaningless. Verse 11. As good increases, so do those who consume them. And what benefits are there to the owner except to feast his eyes on them?
这里圣经告诉我们，贪爱银子的不会因为得银子而自足。
Here it tells us those people who love money will never be satisfied with money.
为什么呢
？Why is this so?
其实圣经并不是说我们不要赚钱。
But the Bible doesn't tell us not to go and make a living.
不要工作。
Or not to work.
我们需要工作，需要赚钱。
We all need to make a living and we need to work.
钱财本身是中性的。
The money itself is neutral.
但是问题在乎什么东西呢？
But what is exactly the problem?
为什么国家跟国家之间会打架呢？打仗呢？
Why is there a problem between nations and nations?
为什么政治人物会贪污呢？
Why is this politician will be scandalous?
为什么有那么多贼要去抢去偷呢？
And why are there so many breaking robbers?
钱本身不是问题。
Money itself is not a problem.
贪才是问题。
But the greed is a problem.
这里说贪爱银子啊，不会因为得到银子而自足的。
Here it says those people greed over money will never be satisfied with money.
国家有国家的贪。
There is greed between nations.
啊，政治人物有政治人物的贪。
And the same with the greed with the politicians.
大有大贪，小有小贪。
And there are greater and minor greeds.
所以这个社会才那么乱。
So that's why we see all this chaos in the society today.
所以有人说，赚更多的钱应该可以解决更多的问题啊。
And some people say the more money you make, the more able you are to solve the problem.
但圣经说不会的。
But the Bible says no.
因为我们贪的话，不会因为得到更多而自足。
Because if we would agree over money, doesn't mean that we'll be satisfied with money itself.
啊，经济学家有个研究。
There is a studies by the financial analyst.
啊，自从1940年代。
Since the 1940s on.
美国在战后啊，这个国民的收入啊，扣除这个通货膨胀，大概有超过一倍的收入。
And after the Second World War, the average North American's income has doubled.
就是说，以前赚100了，现在已经变成200了。
In other words, in the past, they were made 100, but now they were made double, which is 200.
这个数目是非常多的。
So their incomes has indeed doubled, which is a lot.
但是社会学家告诉我们了，以前1940年代啊，快乐的人啊，他们大概有 30% 左右。
But the sociologist tells us that in the past, during that time, there are more people who are happier.
啊，现在呢也差不多这样而已。
And now, their happiness did not increase.
为什么告诉我们这样呢？
And why is that so?
物质的水平越来越高。
So the higher is your standard of living.
但是呢，快乐的人呢没有增加。
But it doesn't mean the higher are the rate of happy people.
有人说怎么样？
And
有人说为什么会这样？
And some people may ask, why is that so?
啊，可能啊，中了乐透的话，那个钱不止100%增加，可能会更快乐。
And some people may think that if I were to win lottery, not only I will be 100% happier, I will be so much more happier.
但是社会学家又做了另外一个研究。
And the sociologist continue to do more research.
对那些中了彩票的人呢、啊，做了一个研究。
And they do research on those people who has won lotteries.
发觉他们呢、啊、发了财之后，这个平均的快乐水平也没有很大的增加。
And the finding was that even though they have made wealth, instant wealth, their happiness did not increase.
我们打开报纸看到有人中了2000万，说很难想象，哇，2000万有多少啊
？And sometimes when we read about people who has won 20 millions, we thought, whoa, this is beyond imagination.
但是是不是真的会长期的快乐下去呢
？And do you think these people will continue to be forever happy after they won this money?
通常中了奖之后啊，第一个动作都要先躲起来。
And normally these people, after when they want this much of money, the first thing they will think of themselves is to hide.
不想马上被别人知道。
They don't want people to know about them being rich overnight.
因为让你知道的话，那个远房亲戚啊，三姑六婆啊，通通都会马上出现。
Because if they are very rich, all of a sudden all their relatives will become their very good friends.
啊，中了奖之后呢？
After when they win the money,
啊，现在要担心个人的安全了。
They will be very worried about their personal security.
以前穷人一个，现在上了报纸了，那个照片也登出来了，总是要小心一点。
Before they were poor, but just like anyone else, but now, they got to be very careful of themselves because they appear everywhere in the newspaper.
有很多夫妻啊，中奖之前呢、啊，穷的还是可以在一起，结果中了奖之后了，都要分开了。
Some couples, before they won the lotteries, even though they were getting by, they still stayed together. But after when they won the lottery, most of them will separate because of money.
所以我们来看新约的提摩太前书第六章。
Let's turn to the book of First Timothy in the New Testament.
啊，提摩太前书第六章第九到第十节。
Chapter 6, verse 9 to 10, page 841.
提摩太前书第六章第九到十节。
Chapter 6, verse 9. People who want to get rich fall into temptation and a trap and into many foolish and harmful desires that plague man into ruin and destruction. Verse 10. For the love of money is the root of all kinds of evil. Some people eager for money have wandered from the faith and pierced themselves with many griefs.
所以这里圣经告诉我们，贪财是万恶之根呢、啊。
Here we can see, the Bible tells us that greed of money is the root of all kinds of evil.
所以最大的问题是什么呢
？So what do you think is the greatest problem?
最大的问题并不是钱不够。
It's not that you don't have enough money.
最大的问题是罪。
The greatest problem is the sin.
因为有罪，人就会贪心。
The sinful nature in man, and that's why that causes them greed.
因为有贪心，所以多少都是不够的。
And because of this greed, no matter how much money you have, you'll never be satisfied.
所以国家与国家之间才会这样争斗。
And that is why nation against nations.
社会才有贪污腐败的现象。
And the society falls into the trap of
corruption.
Corruption.
人与人之间也不能好好的相处。
And between humans, we cannot get along together anymore.
那么有人说，我们不谈钱。
So some people will say, let's just not talk about money.
我们认为科技的发达应该可以解决人类更多的问题。
Maybe with the technology advancement that will solve a lot of problems.
啊，现在啊是一个电脑的时代。
We know that today is an computer information age.
电脑越来越快。
The speed of the computer is getting faster.
啊，现在我们身上接触东西啊，每一样都是电脑。
And everywhere we go, we're exposed to all kinds of problems.All kinds of information from computer.
那么是不是科技的发达就可以解决人类更多的问题呢
？But with this technology advancement, do you think that will solve the problems of human?
我们请看旧约的但以理书。
Let's turn to the book of Daniel in the Old Testament.
啊，第十二章第四节。
Chapter 12, verse 4.
但以理书第十二章第四节。
Chapter 12, verse 4, page 636.
但以理书十二章第四节，这里说：“但以理啊，你要隐藏这话，封闭这书，直到末时，必有多人来往奔跑之事，就必增长。”
So here is we can hear that Daniel close up the seal, the words of the scroll until the time of the end, that many will go here and there to increase knowledge.
这里圣经预言呢、啊，在末时，就是主耶稣再来之前，这个社会会变成怎么样呢？
So the Bible has already prophesied that with the coming of Jesus, what kind of society that we'll be having today.
这里说很多人呢往来奔跑。
Here it says that many will go here and there.
啊，就是说很忙碌，要寻求学问，寻求知识。
In other words, these people are very busy seeking for more knowledge.
因为以前只可以走路啊，坐马车，现在可以坐飞机了，去哪里做研究都很方便。
In the past, people will go on chariot, but today people will go on jet, and wherever they go is very fast.
这里说往来奔跑，那个小字说或做切心研究。
And there's subtitle, subwording where people will
study
and research for knowledge.
现在真的是个知识爆炸的时代。
So we're living in an information explosion age.
现在一篇光碟就可以整套百货全书全书在里面了。
And just within one CD-ROM, we'll find that a whole range of encyclopedia in it.
现在一个 iPod 就可以几千首歌在里面了。
And just within one iPod, you can store millions of songs.
现在手上也可以 check email,
thousands of songs.
BlackBerry 什么的，哇，很发达。
And we can check our emails from our BlackBerry.
但是是不是很好呢？
Do you think that all this is good?
现在有一种情况就是 information overload, 就是知识的这个超载。
So today we have this problem called information overload.
在报纸上有一个专栏作家这样写。
There's a special article in the newspaper.
他说啊，他们全家很难得抽了一个很难得的空啊，全家去度假。
And this person wrote that they had a special holiday where they all take time off.
去到那个地方呢？
So when they went to this place,
啊，很漂亮的湖边啊。
It was a very beautiful place by the lake.
全家人应该好好讲话，好好聊天才对啊。
So it should that all people, all the members should sit together and talk and communicate.
啊，这个先生一到那个旅馆就问说，这里有没有得上网的？我那个 laptop 已经带来了。
And this person, this husband, when he got to this place, immediately will ask whether there's a place that he can go onto his internet because he brought his laptop.
啊，太太也说，哎，这里我也要上网，我这个文章，他是写作那个人呢，我也要把工作。
And a wife said, I also need to go onto the internet because also I am editor, I need to write my article.
小孩子呢也把那些 iPod 啊手机啊通拿出来玩。
And the kids also take out their iPod and their player.
所以一家人去度假，自己忙自己，各自精彩。
It was supposed to be a family outing together, but each of them were so caught up with their own work.
所以有人说啊，手机啊是人类啊很多人最讨厌的发明之一，虽然它很方便。
So some people says that the cell phone is one of the most annoying invention, even though it's very convenient.
没有错，现在要跟全球哪一个人讲话，手机拿起来，电脑拿起来，就已经可以跟他沟通了。
True indeed, today you can go any part of the world and you can talk to your friend and chat to them with your cell phones.
但是人与人之间的距离有没有更近呢？
But do you think the distance between humans' heart has come closer as a result?
夫妻之间的距离有没有更近呢？
And how about the relationship between husband and wife?
兄弟之间的感情有没有更近呢？
And as well as siblings.
科技的发达并没有让人类的关系更近。
So with this scientific invention, doesn't mean that it will bring closer relationship between humans.
反而更多的知识啊，让人在心里面觉得更虚空。
But with the increase of knowledge, it's caused a lot of emptiness of human hearts.
我们请看旧约的亚莫斯书第八章。
Let's turn to the book of Amos in the Old Testament.
啊，旧约的亚莫斯书。亚莫斯书第八章第十一节。
Chapter 8, verse 11, page 652.
亚莫斯书第八章第十一节。
Chapter 8, verse 11.
主耶和华说：“日子将到，我必命饥荒降在地上，人饥饿，并非无饼；干渴，并非因无水，乃是因为不听耶和华的话。”
Here the days are coming, declares the sovereign Lord, when I will send famine through the land, not a famine of food or thirst for water, but a famine of hearing the words of the Lord.
这里告诉我们，日子将到，这个日子就是末后的日子，主耶稣再来的日子。
The days of coming refers to the second coming of the Lord Jesus.
这里说在末后的时候会有很多的饥荒。
Here it says that at the end time there will be a lot of famine.
很奇怪，加拿大没有饥荒啊，食物很多啊。
So then you ask yourself, in Canada, we don't have a famine, there are lots of food.
不是物质的饥荒。
But this does not refer to the material famine.
是心灵的饥荒啊。
But rather it's a spiritual famine.
啊，心灵的饥荒比肉体的饥荒更可怕。
This kind of a spiritual thirst or famine is much worse than this physical famine.
因为心灵的饥荒会想不通，会忧郁症，会自杀，会跳楼。
because a spiritual famine will cause you to be depressed and that you can't figure out a problem and as a result commit suicide.
所以有知识没有智慧，心灵会更虚空。
So a person who has increased in knowledge but not wisdom, as a result your heart will become very empty.
科技很重要。
Yes, indeed, all these technologies is very important.
科技可以帮人做两种事情。
And technology can help a human with two things.
可以帮人用更短的时间去做本来要做的事情。
Which cut down the time for one task that you want to do.
比如说微波炉没有发明之前，要煮一顿饭可能要很久。
For example, before the invention of microwave, you'll spend more time just warm up the food.
发明了，哇，时间就短很多了。
But with this invention, now that you can shorten the time.
发明飞机以前，那个要坐车要很远才去到一个地方。
And before the airplane was invented, you would take a longer time to travel from one place to another.
有飞机了，哇，一个小时就到了。
But after the plane is invented, we can fly from one place to another within an hour.
更短的时间去做以前需要做的事情。
So you can cut down the time to be more productive.
或者是第二种，就是帮助人类做过去没有办法做的事情。
And technology can also help humans to do a lot of things that in the past we cannot do.
比如说科技可以带人类上太空。
For example, science can take a man to space.
我们要了解。
But we must understand.
科技不能解决最根本的问题。
But science cannot solve humans' very basic fundamental problems.
不能解决心灵的问题。
Cannot solve spiritual problems.
不能解决你不想去做的事情，但是你还是去做。
Cannot solve the problems that you do not want to do and yet you want to do.
我们请看约翰福音第八章。
Let's turn to the book of John.
约翰福音第八章三十四节。
Chapter 8, verse 34.
约翰福音第八章三十四节。
Chapter 8, verse 34.
耶稣回答说：“我实实在在的告诉你们，所有犯罪的，就是罪的奴仆。”
Here Jesus replied, "I tell you the truth. Anyone who sins is a slave to sin."
一个犯罪的人就是被罪控制了。
A person who sin is controlled by sin.
科技很发达。
Yes, the science is very advanced.
电脑很发达。
And the computer age is also very advanced.
现在连上网，现在要赌钱了，都不用去赌场了。
And these days, you don't even need to go to casino to gamble.
手指一按，一 click， 马上就可以帮你赌了。
And you can click with a finger to gamble online.
现在电脑可以帮你赌钱。
Now on computer, you can gamble.
但是如果你患上那个毒瘾的话，电脑没有办法帮你戒掉这个赌博的那个习惯。
However, if you have addiction, but this computer cannot solve this problem of addiction.
你心里很空虚。
Now your heart is very empty.
你打开上网上三个小时，上完之后也不会觉得说哇，我感觉很好。
When you turn on the computer for 3 hours later, you will not feel any better.
所以科技并不可以解决人类根本的问题。
So the advancement of science cannot solve this problem of human.
不能改变我们自己。
It cannot change us.
叫我们不犯罪。
And cause us not to sin.
那么有人说，那么医学如果发达一点了，也可以解决很多的问题。
Some people may say that with advancement in medical science, maybe that will solve more problem.
因为现在人最怕的就是病，还有老，还有死。
Because humans are afraid of getting ill, getting old and dying.
甚至有人现在预言说，以后的科技会帮助我们长生不老。
And some people says that maybe one day we can be longer living and not die.
也有小部分的人把死了之后把自己的尸体是要冷冻，等有一天科技很发达了，要把人的尸体把它弄复活了。
And some people may even claim that with advancement in medical science that people who die can be frozen and then later on defrost and then come back to life.
但是医学真的会那么发达吗？
But so you ask yourself, do you think science is indeed that advanced?
其实圣经告诉我们
But the Bible tells us,
医学永远追不上这个病毒的这个变种。
The medical science will never ever catch up with the problem with
the virus
mutation.
有人说健康只有一种。
Some people says that health has only one kind.
但是疾病有千百种。
But there are all various kind of illnesses.
我昨天在上网随便打一打，我想到底知道的医学范围到底有多少种的疾病。
So yesterday I went on to the internet and looked for what are the various kinds of illnesses are there in this world.
找不到。
I can find.
啊，只知道啊，光是跟遗传有关的 hereditary diseases 就有3500多种啊。
And sorry, I found that just within the inherited diseases, there are more than 3,000 over different kinds.
所以医学是很发达。
So the medical science is very advanced.
但是还是跟着疾病的后面。
But it's far behind illnesses.
那么为什么人会老会死呢？
Why does human will get old and die?
这个医学没有办法解释的。
This is one thing that even the science cannot answer this problem.
圣经就跟我们解释。
But the Bible tells us.
这个都是因为最大的问题就是人类的罪的问题。
It's because the problem of sin.
我们请看创世纪的第二章。
Book of Genesis chapter 2.
创世纪的第二章第十六节。
Genesis chapter 2.
Verse 16 and verse 17. 创世纪第二章十六节。耶和华神吩咐他说：“园中各样树上的果子，你可以随意吃，只是分别善恶树上的果子，你不可吃，因为你吃的日子必定死。”
Verse 16, and the Lord commanded men, you are free to eat from any tree in the garden. Verse 17, but you must not eat from the tree of the knowledge of good and evil, for when you eat of it, you will surely die.
这里记载神创造第一个人类之后所发生的情况。
So here it's a record of what happened to the first man that God has created.
神把亚当夏娃放在伊甸乐园里面。
So God has put Adam and Eve in the Garden of Eden.
那时候一切很完美。
So everything was very perfect.
但是问题出现了。
So then here the problem arose.
神希望把这个美好的情况延续下去。
God want to continue with this beautiful scenario.
但是告诉人要维持下去的话，你要遵守一个命令。
But there's one condition, and that is you must obey this one commandment that he has set.
园中什么的果子你都可以吃。
That you can freely eat any.Fruit from the tree,
只是不要吃那个分别善恶树的果子就可以了。
But you must not eat from the tree of the knowledge of good and evil.
吃了就会死。
And when you eat it, you will surely die.
一定会死的。
You will surely die.
很简单的命令。
And it's a very simple commandment.
非常容易守的。
It's very easy to obey.
因为园中有其他各种各样的果树。
In the garden, there are all different kinds of fruit trees.
只要不触那个就可以了。
Just as long as they do not touch this tree of good and evil.
但是人就是这样反叛。
But this is just the nature of human, the rebellious nature.
越说不好吃的，不可以吃的越好吃。
The one that you are not supposed to eat, you think that is the most tasteful.
不能看的越好看。
And the one that you're not supposed to see, you think that is the best.
不能做的越想做。
And the thing that you should not do, all the more you want to do.
所以亚当夏娃就拿起那个果子就吃了。
So this Eve, he took the fruit and ate it.
有人说，哎，他们吃了之后，肉体没有马上死啊。
And some people say, see, after when they ate the fruit, they did not die.
亚当还活了930岁啊。
And Adam indeed continued to live until 930 years old before he died.
神说他们要死受两个层面。
But when the Lord said they will surely die, does death refer to two different kinds of death?
这是第一，就是灵性上的死。
The first death is a spiritual death.
什么叫灵性上的死呢？
What is the spiritual death referring to?
神就是生命的源头。
We know that God is the origin of life.
如果跟生命的源头断绝了，
If you cut off from this origin of life,
没有生命了，
If you have no life,
就是死亡了。
Then you die.
他们灵性怎么死呢？
So how did they die spiritually?
从第三章开始就可以发觉很多问题就跑出来了。
We can see that from the third day on, there are many problems that start.
首先呢，人类的婚姻出了问题。
First, the marital problem arised.
本来亚当跟夏娃他们很亲密。
At first, this Adam and Eve, both of them are very intimate.
他形容啊，我们来看二章二十三节。
And here is how they describe your relationship, chapter 2 verse 30.
2:23
Oh, sorry, chapter 2 verse 23.
那个亚当说啊，这个人是我骨中的骨，肉中的肉，可以称道为女人。
And Adam so passionately said that this is my bone of my bones and flesh my flesh, and she shall be called woman.
结果犯了罪之后呢？
But what happened after when they sinned?
第十二节啊，那人说啊，你是给我那同居的女人，就把太太讲成是同居的女人了。
And then verse 12, this man said, the woman that you put here with me.
今天不是看看很多这种情况吗？
So don't you think this is like this in today's world?
结婚之前山明海誓。
Before couple get married, they will promise with each other many promises.
一天不见了，好像隔了三个秋天。
Then after, if they would miss one day, it's like missing three autumns.
哎，没有几下了，结了婚了，万一出了问题了。
But after when they get married, things change.
啊，忍受哇，这个跟我同居的女人啊。
They will start to say that this woman that I have to put up with.
很难受啊。
I cannot even live with her
anymore. 最近到世界，婚姻就会出问题了。
When the sin comes to the world, then there will be marital problem.
那么如果我们看创世纪第四章。
If we were to continue to read in chapter 4 in the book of Genesis.
第八节啊。
Verse 8.
兄弟之间又出了问题了。
There was problem between brothers.
这里说四章第八节，该隐与他兄弟亚伯说话，二人正在田间，该隐起来打他兄弟亚伯，把他杀了。
So in this chapter 4 verse 8, Cain killed his brother Abel.
所以人类又开始有谋杀案的出现。
So the first murder appeared in with this Cain between Cain and Abel.
兄弟都可以杀了。
So you see here that even the brother will kill his own brother.
杀别人说什么？
And what more is it to kill other people?
所以最近来之后就有治安的问题了。
So after there, this problem with security.
我们看二十四节。
Verse 24.
四章二十四节。
Chapter 4, verse 24.
若杀该隐，遭报七倍；杀拉麦的，必遭报七十七倍。这里说该隐这杀人犯的那个后代叫做拉麦啊，他更凶啊。
So after when Cain sinned, his descendant is even more ferocious.
啊，谁碰到我，我就要杀他。
Whoever were to touch me, I'm going to kill him 77 times.
所以为什么是会有那么多的这个治安的问题呢？
So today, why is there so much problem in this world?
并不是因为社会的工作就业不够啊。
It's not because there are lots of joblessness.
而是人心已经。被罪控制了。
But it's because the human's heart was then controlled by sin.
有人说，哦，我没有去偷，没有去抢，没有杀人呢。
Some people said that I'm good. I did not go murder. I didn't go rob.
但是啊，最近来啊，社会道德也出了问题。
But the very moment when sin entered the heart, there's moral problems.
我们看创世纪第六章。
Genesis chapter 6.
第六章第一节。
Verse 1.
这里说，当人在世上多起来，又生女儿的时候，神的儿子们看见人的女子们美貌，就随意的挑选，娶来为妻。第三节。
Verse 3.
又说，人既属乎血气，我的灵就不永住在他们里面，然而他们的日子还可活到120年。这里说，当时的世上的人啊，舒服血气。
So here in chapter 6, it tells us that a man in the world was filled with guts.
终日所想的，我们看第五节啊，六章五节。
Verse 5.
这里说，耶和华见人在地上罪恶很大，终日所思想的尽都是恶。
Because the Lord saw how great wickedness on the earth had become, and that every inclination of the thoughts of the heart was only evil.
你看今天打开的报纸的报道，不是都是恶吗？
So today you were to read newspaper, don't you find all kinds of evil in the news?
打开电视电影都不是恶吗？
The same with TV shows and movies.
哇，这个世界完全被罪控制了。
So this world is indeed controlled by sin.
啊，灵性已经死掉了。
Spiritual death has come upon this world.
亚当呢，虽然活到930岁，还是死掉了。
Even though Adam has lived until 930 years old, he has already died spiritually.
这里我们刚看第六章的第三节说，人的日子啊，大概还可以活120年。
So verse 3 says that maybe man can live until 120 years old.
其中一个解释啊，就是说在这个洪水之后的人呢，大概。顶多活了差不多120岁。
And one explanation is that after the flood, the most a person can live is 120 years old.
以前的亚当啊，他们可以活800岁、900岁，因为那时候环境很好。
And in the past, before the flood, Adam can live 800 to 900 years old.
后来啊，他们的
environment was very conducive for living.
他们的后来那个寿命就越来越短了，越来越短了。
But after the flood, the age has the span of life has decreases.
减到最后到现在啊，人所谓的人瑞啊，大概也是活到120岁差不多了，不可以太拖太过长。
And till today, the most human can live is 120 years old, not more than that.
现在的活着的人啊，最长寿是110岁。
The longest living person, since now is 114.
所以无论我们再怎么保养身体啦，运动啦。还是有一天会离开世界。
So no matter how much you take care of yourself, you go exercise, maintain your health, the most you will live is 120.
因为罪的关系，人有一个共同的这个目的地。
Because of sin, that's the only one common journey.
我们请看希伯来书第九章。
to the book of Hebrews chapter 9.
希伯来书第九章二十七节。
Chapter 9 verse 27.
希伯来书第九章二十七节。
9:27.
这里说按着命定，人人都有一死，死后则有审判。
Just as man is destined to die once and after that to face judgment.
这里很重要。
This is very important.
信耶稣并不是只是心灵的寄托而已。
After when you believe in the Lord Jesus, doesn't mean that you have a spiritual refuge.
啊，这里告诉我们呢，我们要每一个人都要面对审判。
Here it says that we all will have to face judgment.
啊，我们中国人有句话说，我们呢，活着最好就不要去法庭了，最好可以避免了。
There's a Chinese saying that goes that when we're living, it's best not to face a judge.
没有错，我们尽量不犯法，但是还是有机会上法庭。
It's true that we try not to break the law, but there will be times we still have to go to court and face the judge.
但是如果我们有一天过世了
，But one day we were to die.
有一个法庭是逃不了的。
There's one judge that we can never run away from.
那个法庭就是法官，就是神。
And that judge is God Himself.
神要审判我们。
He's going to judge us.
啊，有人说我没有做坏事。
Some would say I've never done bad things.
我没有杀人，没有放火。
I did not murder. I did not commit arson.
我做的事情对得起天地良心。
I have done things that's with my conscience.
我不需要信耶稣。
And I don't need to believe in Jesus.
没有错，我们常听到这种的意见。
It is true that a lot of people will claim this.
我们也非常的尊重有一种人，他们可以坚持自己不被世界污染。
And we also respect these group of people who will hold on to their conscience, not contaminated by the vows of this world.
但是我们要了解。
But we must understand.
我们自己说我们没有犯罪。
When we say that we did not sin.
这个是我们的标准。
This is our perspective, our standard.
我们要问神的标准是什么。
But we must ask what is God's standard.
因为我们知道不同国家有不同的标准。
We all know that different countries also have different law and standard.
像加拿大很自由。
And Canada is very free.
如果你有医生的证明的话，你要吸那个大麻的话，你可以去种大麻自己吸，不要卖给人就好了。
And if you have proof from doctor, you can go get marijuana for medicinal purpose.
啊，但是其他国家就这个是非法的。
But in other country, to get marijuana is breaking the law.
所以不同国家不同的标准。
So different country has different kind of standard when it comes to law.
但是神只有一个标准。
But God only have one standard.
神的标准是超越人世间的法律的标准了。
And God's standard.Is beyond the standard of this world.
我们很快看看神的标准到底是什么。
Let's look at the standard of God.
神给我们有十条诫命。
God has given us 10 laws.
我们请看出埃及记第二十章。
In the book of Exodus chapter 20.
出埃及记第二十章。
Exodus chapter 20.
啊，第三节啊。
Verse 3.
这也是第一条。
This is the first commandment.
对，神说，除了我以外，你不可以有别的神。
That you shall have no other gods before me.
哇，这句话很重要。
This is very important.
神只有一位。
There's only one God.
其他的偶像，其他的形象都不是神。
The rest are all idols.
啊，如果我们知道有神了。
And we know that there's one God.
啊，但是如果以前我们没有去拜这位神。
But in the past, we didn't know about this God and we didn't worship this God.
这个也是不对啊。
And that was wrong.
因为如果我们有一个父母。
It's just like when we know that we have parents.
培养我们的几十年。
We have brought us up all these years.
我们成功了。
And now that we're very successful.
然后我们不理父母。
And if we were to ignore our parents.
这样看起来也是不对啊。
I don't think that's right.
但是神比我们的父母更照顾我们。
And God take care of us more than our parents.
那么如果我们都不认神，不认识神的话。
And if we were to not acknowledge God.
这个也是一个犯罪。
This is a sin.
啊，看第四节。
Verse 4,
这里说不可以为自己雕刻偶像。
That you shall not make for yourself an idol.
我们心中有没有偶像呢
？In our heart, do we have any idols?
啊，那么我们再来看第七节。
Verse 7,
第三条诫命。
The third commandment.
不可以妄称耶和华你神的名。
You shall not misuse the name of the Lord.
神的名是谁呢
？What's the name of God?
神的名就是主耶稣。
The name of God is Lord Jesus.
今天很多人讲话，尤其是西方社会，动不动开玩笑骂人，都把主耶稣的名也拿出来。
And a lot of a time we hear people when they swear, they even bring out the name of the Lord Jesus.
这也是犯罪得罪神呢。
And by doing so, they have misused the name of God.
再来看第四诫。
The fourth commandment.
第八节。
Which is verse 8.
当纪念安息生日，守为圣日。
Then you must remember the Sabbath day by keeping it holy.
安息日呢，就是今天的礼拜六。
Today is the Sabbath day. It's a Saturday.
不应该做自己的俗事。
They should not do things that is worldly.
来到神的殿。
When you come to the temple of God.
敬拜神。
You worship God.
但是今天全人类。
But today, when we look at
all the mankind, 礼拜六最忙做什么？
What are they so busy on Saturday?
去 shopping 啦。
They go shopping.
去玩啦，去 party 啦。
Go party.
所以这个都是又违背了神的诫命了。
So in so doing, they have gone against God's commandment.
好，第十二节。
Verse 12.
第五条诫命就是说当孝敬父母。
The fifth commandment is honor your father and your mother.
这条诫命就更难守了，到今天来说。
This is one of the hardest commandment to obey for human today.
今天有多少人真的是孝顺父母？
How many people truly honor their parents?
第十三节。
Verse 13.
这里说不可杀人。
Do not murder.
今天我们大概没有什么杀人了。
Of course, we claim we have not murdered.
但是什么叫杀人呢？
What is murder?
堕胎也算杀人。
Abortion is murder.
今天一年，然后告诉我们几千个婴孩在肚子里面都被妈妈打掉了。
And today, just within one day, there are thousands of babies being aborted.
全世界多少人在杀人？
So everywhere there are murder going on.
主耶稣也说，恨人就等于杀人了。
And our Lord Jesus said, when we hate a person, we're also murdering the person.
所以我们是可能没有杀到人，但是心中有没有恨呢？
So maybe we have not committed murder, but do we have hatred in our heart?
十四节不可以奸淫。
14, do not commit adultery.
哇，这条就更厉害了。
I think this is one of the hardest commandments.
今天要传这条道理不容易。
It's not easy to preach this commandment.
结婚之前不可能有性行为。
Before
marriage, 不要性行为。
Before the marriage, there should not be any premarital sex.
结婚之后要保守圣洁。
And after marriage,
保守圣洁。
The husband and wife must maintain their marriage.
婚姻之外不可以有性行为。
And not to have extramarital affair.
哇，这种道理今天呢，多少人没有办法做到呢？
This is a very hard commandment to obey. Not many people can keep this.
第十五节。
15.
说不可以偷东西。
You shall not steal.
今天有人说，哇，我们没有去偷，没有去抢啊。
Today we may say that I don't go steal and go rob.
但是真的没有去偷，没有去抢吗？
Is it truly that we don't go steal and rob?
有时候在家里抽屉打开。
Today if we just open our drawer.
可能公司的橡皮擦。
Maybe an eraser from our office.
公司的铅笔。
Pencil from our office.
免费的白纸拿回来。
And a free papers that we took from the office.
怎么说，这个不是偷的，这是福利。
You said that no, that's not stealing. That's our office benefits.
真的是福利吗？
You think that is a benefit?
自己拿回来的而已啊， Because, 没有问过老板呢。
It's not benefits. You just help yourself.
所以今天大的可能不会偷了，但是小的有时候我们会贪。
Maybe you will not go steal from shops, but you will maybe greed from little things.
那么我们再看下去。
Continue to read.
第十六节。
16.
不可以做假见证陷害人。
They shall not give false testimony against the neighbor.
简单说就是不可以说谎。
In other words, you should not lie.
我们可能没有做大的坏事。
Maybe you have not committed great wrong.
但是谁可以说我到出生到现在没有说过一句谎呢？
But can anybody say here that I've never lied?
小孩子两岁就会说谎。
I was born.A little child, 2 years old, they will lie.
所以今天如果谁说我没有说谎，马上他就先说一个谎。
The first person who say I never lied has already lied.
所以这样的神的诫命算下去全世界都是罪人。
So if you were to just use the standard of God's commandment, everyone is sinner.
只是大罪人跟小罪人而已。
There's only who are the greater or the minor sinners.
那么我们要怎么办呢？
So what should we do?
因为刚刚我们讲过了，人生世界最大的问题的根本就是人的罪。
So just now we said that the greatest problem of life, human, is the sin.
只要这个罪存在的话，
As long as that sin,
世界不会美好。
There won't be a beautiful world.
家庭不会美好。
There won't be a beautiful family.
人生不会美好。
And then there won't be a beautiful life.
死后还要面对审判。
Not only so, after death, you have to face judgment.
所以我们要怎么办呢？
So what should we do?
要靠着主耶稣的宝血。
We must depend on the blood of Jesus.
洗去我们的罪。
To wash away our sin.
帮助我们改去我们不好的行为。
To help us, to change us, to transform us from bad deeds.
最后我们请看约翰福音第八章。
Lastly, let us turn to the book of John, chapter 8.
约翰福音第八章三十一到三十二节。
8, verse 31 to verse 32, the book of John, chapter 8.
第八章三十一节。
Verse 31.
耶稣对信他的犹太人说：你们若常常遵守我的道，我就真是我的门徒。三十二节。
Verse 32.
你们必晓得真理，真理必叫你们得自由。
To the Jews who had believed him, Jesus said, If you hold to my teaching, you are truly my disciples. Verse 32, then you will know the truth, and the truth will set you free.
有人说啊，哎，我很想信耶稣。
Some people say, I truly want to believe in
Jesus. 但是我行为不好。
But I have very bad deeds.
烟戒不掉。
I cannot quit my smoking habit.
酒戒不掉。
I cannot quit drinking.
毒也戒不掉。
Same with drugs.
现在来信耶稣，我很丢耶稣的脸了。
It's very hard for me to come and believe in Jesus, otherwise I'll let him down.
等我有一天戒掉了再来信吧。
One day if I quit my addiction, then I'll come and believe in Jesus.
这个观念是错的。
This is a wrong perspective.
为什么我们要信耶稣？
Why should we come to believe in Jesus?
都是靠自己戒不了那些不好的习惯。
It's because by our own self, we cannot quit those bad habits.
没有自由啊。
There's no freedom.
有坏习惯的人就没有自由。
Those people who have bad habits will not have freedom.
所以主耶稣这里说啊，
That's why Jesus said here,
你们要晓得真理。
That you must know the truth.
真理就要叫你们得自由了。
Because the truth will set you free.
亲爱的亲戚朋友，弟兄姐妹。
Our dearest friends and relatives and brothers and sisters.
也许我们肉体上是自由的。
Maybe physically we're free that we are free.
但是我们心灵有没有自由呢？
But is our heart free?
让我们来寻求主耶稣。
Let us now search for Lord Jesus.
让他的救恩，让他的真理把我们释放。
So his salvation, his truth will set us free.
愿荣耀归给主耶稣圣名。
May all glory to the name of Lord Jesus.
现在我们来请温哥华的青年诗班给我们献上几首赞美诗。
Now we'd like to invite our Vancouver choir to present you with hymns.
请大家来欣赏。
Let us enjoy.
非常谢谢青年诗班给我们献上两首美好的诗歌。
We'd like to thank our Vancouver choir for the beautiful hymns.
第一首是我们都像羊。
The first hymns was We All Like Sheep.
我们都有时候都会走迷了。
Sometimes we're like sheep that gone astray.
但是我们需要主耶稣把我们带回来这个羊圈里面。
We need our Lord Jesus to help us bring back to His pen.
第二首诗就是天上的玫瑰。
And the second hymns was the Heaven Rose.
我们人生都需要花的漂亮。
In our life, we all want to have beautiful rose.
有了主耶稣，就好像有了这朵漂亮的玫瑰花一样。
And having our Lord Jesus, then indeed we have find this beautiful rose.
让我们的人生充满了漂亮的色彩。
And so that our life will fill with beauty.
那么现在换我们来唱，把自己的诗歌献给主，一起来唱诗歌第33首。
And now it's our turn to hymns, to sing hymns. Let's sing hymns 33.